Walking around the Gully Park Trail a few weeks ago, I rounded the loop heading north up a slight slope and noticed a for sale sign to the east on some pasture land. Though it is fenced off, it never occurred to me that it wasn't part of the park. It isn't. Making a striking statement, there is a second sign next to the realtor sign that says, Friends of Gully Park, expand the park. The worry for some is that a developer will come in and purchase the property. There are actually three interested in it right now, and will then turn it into a housing development. The hope is for the city of Fayetteville, with help from the newly formed group, Friends of Gully Park, to acquire the land and expand the park. Wade Colwell, now a member of the Fayetteville Parks and Recreation Advisory Board, played on this land well before it was officially named Gully Park, when it was owned by Fred and Floy Gully.
Yeah, I used to play here as a child, and the gully's actually right where we're standing is where the barn was. The house is right there. There's still a hand-dug well that's about 15 feet deep. It just is full of water all the time. That hopefully we can make that into a water feature at some point. But the gullies let me play over here. All the neighborhood kids, they let us play over here in their... We played with our goats, and we'd swim in the pond and fish in the pond and play in the creek. And they just opened their place. They never had kids, and they opened their whole place up to us. They said, just make sure and shut the gates behind you.
After her husband's death, Mrs. Gully made a deal with the city to carry on that legacy of neighborhood children playing on the land, selling it in 1988, though she was able to live out the rest of her years in her home. An avid runner, Wade started the cow patty run at the park in 1989. Using a push mower to trim the track. The Dunn family owns the current land that is up for sale. It had actually also been acquired from the Gullies many years ago. The Dunns seem to share their neighbors' philanthropic and community spirit.
They've always opened their property up. A lot of times we've run the race on their property, and they just mow a pathway around their property. And a lot of people stand here and look to the east, and they don't realize that they just kind of assume that that's part of the park. But that other 9 acres that's in the fields, it's, you know, the fence line's right there. And so if we could acquire more of that, it just hoping the whole footprint of the park can make it larger. But that's what the Dunns have always desired. And they do have three other offers from developers. But they definitely, I'm hoping we can come to an agreement quickly, because they are anxious to move on and make a change.
For the city of Fayetteville, the process isn't a quick one. Last week, they put out a call for appraisals, three of them, and are waiting for those to come back in. The city is not allowed to place a bid on a piece of property without an appraisal. And they're also not allowed to place an open bid.
But what this takes is it takes the aldermen coming together and making a proposal. I've presented this to the city council about a month ago, and there are a lot of conversations back and forth. We know what we want to have happen, but it's how do we make this happen with the money? And the mayor's concerned about not wanting to dip more into the reserves, which is understandable, but obviously we're blessed to be here in Northwest Arkansas in Fayetteville. Our tax base has been increasing. Our unemployment rates in Fayetteville is the lowest in the state, some of the lowest in the nation. We're just real fortunate, a lot going on here. So I think we can do this, and it's something we need to do, and I don't think we'll ever regret it.
Though he applauds what the Parks Department is currently doing and is pleased with the purchase of the Mount Kessler property, Wade says the timing isn't good financially. The number one goal right now is to take the 11 acres off of the market. The Dunns have agreed to do this if $500,000 is raised. Max Mahler is of a younger generation of the Friends of Gully Park. He actually took over and revived the cow patty run in recent years. Max started Friends of Gully Park with a couple of his friends. The group is trying to raise half of the $500,000 needed through a crowdfunding campaign and have the other half matched by larger private donations and corporate sponsorships. So far, Max says they have raised just over $4,000.
On top of just raising the money, I think that what it shows is that the patrons of the park are not just interested in being vocal about it, but are really willing to kind of donate and sort of put their money where their heart is. And I think that it could be hopefully very beneficial to our movement.
There are also monies in a small fund that have been set aside by the Parks Department made up of donations from other benefactors in the amount of about $25,000. Budgeted for 2015 is $700,000 to widen the trails at the park and upgrade the lighting, much like what was done recently at Wilson Park, another city recreation hub. proposed is to forego that work for now and make this 11-acre addition to the park.
Well, one of the biggest points that we've really tried to drive home is that this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. You know, we can add on to parking and upgrade the trails and do a lot of things, but one thing that we won't have another opportunity to do is acquire the land for the park. So we really hope to see this through.
In addition to maintaining the privacy and quaint atmosphere of the park, the purchase would increase access and potentially the parking. The former pasture land is unique to the city's other parks, allowing for attendees to spread out while watching a Gully Park concert or fly kites in a space absent of power lines. When I spoke with Wade and Max earlier this week, the park was actually crawling with people.
It's 1:15 on a Monday afternoon, and I've already seen 10 people come by, coming to the park, running, walking dogs, and it's 85 degrees out here right now. We're standing in the shade, obviously. It's quite nice with the breeze, this park is really used and loved by everybody.
Close to 7,500 people live within a one-mile radius of the park, a number that is sure to increase, hopefully, without more homes on the Dunn property. The Dunn property currently has two homes, which could be resold by the city at a premium, allowing for further projects on the park. Wade has mentioned a pavilion, a second gazebo, a water feature, and those trail and lighting upgrades. He asks that stakeholders remember the deal that they received for the land back in the late 80s, $110,000. A deal then, unheard of today.
That's nothing. $110,000 for the 23.5 acres that make up Gully Park right now as we stand. We got a heck of a deal, and thanks to the generosity of Mrs. Gully, and incredible generosity, and she gave back to the community, and this is the way to kind of spread that by making another addition. When you sum it all out, I think we've got a great bargain here. But otherwise, you look to the east, and you're going to see condos, you can see houses. The developers want that, you know, and we're trying to step ahead of them and forego that profit for quality of life.
Raising interest is a priority now and will be until the $500,000 is raised and the land is off of the market. The Friends of Gully Park have acquired the website gullypark.com, which directs users to their Indiegogo crowdfunding page. The group will also be at next Thursday's Gully Park concert. Boom Kinetic will be playing, but the Friends will have a tent set up on the current Dunn property. Me, I plan to meet a friend there after work today for a lap or two. For more information or to make a donation, gullypark.com. This is Ozarks at Large.